We are not done.
Howard Dean did not bow out of the race last night, despite winning only 18% of the vote in Wisconsin. He told supporters their work on his campaign had forced his rivals in the race to change their positions on everything from the war in Iraq to health care reform.
We will change the Democratic Party. We will change America. And we will change the White House. Thank you very much for your help. Let's fight on Wisconsin, on Wisconsin. Keep up the fight for a better America. Never give up, never give up, never give up. Thank you very much.
Dean did not back up his call to fight on last night with a specific pledge to continue his campaign through the Super Tuesday primaries, but one of his supporters says it doesn't matter whether he stays in the race or not. 53-year-old Keith Schmitz from Shorewood says Dean has sparked a political reform movement that has a momentum of its own.
We'll go on in one way, shape, or form. If Dean's successful, we go on as a way to back him up in terms of getting more Democrats into Congress. If Dean is not successful, it goes on as a movement to push for progressive causes, to push for voter participation, and to push for the things that Dean has accomplished in Vermont.
Governor Dean and his campaign crew are back in Vermont today, considering what their next step will be. They've promised an announcement by Thursday about whether or not they're throwing in the towel. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.